previous studies have found that people who eat large amounts of red meat are more likely to develop colon cancer and cardiovascular disease. So researcher Rashmi Sinha from the U.S. National Cancer Institute says she wanted to know more about meat and its relationship to premature death.
Meat is a very important part of our diet. And people have been interested in the relationship of different types of diet, of different components of the diet, and disease.
Sinha looked at data from a very large, decade-long study of older adults. Researchers asked about 500,000 adults in their 50s and 60s about their habits and lifestyle, along with information on things like weight, height, and family history of disease. Subjects also answered detailed questionnaires about their diet.
We looked at red meat, which included beef and pork, white meat, which was poultry and fish, and processed meat, which included cold cuts and luncheon meats, hot dog, bacon, sausage, basically processed meat, both red and white meat.
After looking at 10 years of data, Sinha found that people who ate the most processed and red meats, about 100 grams a day, had a higher likelihood of dying compared to those who ate the average amount of these products. Sinha says she looked primarily at deaths from heart disease and cancer.
For red meat, there was an increased risk of around 31% of total mortality in men and 36% in women.
And people who ate more white meats? Sinha says they actually had a decreased risk of death. She says she's not sure what it is about processed and red meats that made them contribute to premature death, but she says it would probably be better to eat less of them. She also noted that the negative effect of meat was small in comparison to some other factors, such as cigarette smoking. Sinha's research is published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.